Hello and welcome to episode 000 of Who Back When, the Doctor Who podcast. I am Ponkin.
And I'm Jack.
But I will be referring to him as Flapjack throughout this series.
Wrongly, quite.
We're doing this origin story episode to just kind of introduce ourselves and tell you a little bit about what we're trying to do here.
Essentially, Leon and I have decided to devote the next 5 years to watching every single episode of Doctor Who ever made. And we therein will be discussing, analysing, and just generally laughing.
Reviewing and
reviewing.
Yeah, and rating every single episode.
Yeah, it's gonna be mega. And this is going to take quite a big portion out of our lives. So we just wanted to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, we should actually make one distinction here. For anyone who's a fan of the rebooted Doctor Who series, we will also be covering those episodes. But we're talking about everything that is Doctor Who. We're starting with the 1963 William Hartnell episodes.
Yeah, I mean, we will get to the 2005 reboot, but it might not be for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we'll be making forward-looking references occasionally, but essentially, yeah. If you've only been watching since 2005 and are not interested in before that, go away.
Yeah, and I am sure there will be, like, certain bonus episodes where, let's say, for instance, we're now in June 2013, very soon there'll be a new Doctor. We'll probably do a bonus episode about the new Doctor.
Mm. Oh, right? Yeah, we will.
Yeah. So, but in essence, we will be detailing the chronology of Who here.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is there to say?
Well, this is In a previous take of the, you mentioned that this is sort of a derivative of Ponkin and Friends. There's another podcast. This is kind of a sister podcast to that. It's called Ponkin and Friends. I am Ponkin, as I said. And Flapjack, a.k.a. Jack Hammer, a.k.a. Jack.
I am like a random friend, but I have been specially selected for the task of
Doctor Who.
The complete Doctor
Who. Well, we've done quite a few episodes of Ponkin and Friends before as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And we enjoy the format of a podcast, and we both enjoy Who, so what better thing than to actually create a separate podcast that is devoted solely to Doctor Who?
Absolutely, and I feel like within this, I've been upgraded to co-anchor. Whereas before...
You were a guest co-host before.
Anyway, so a little bit about ourselves. I suggested earlier in the week that we should give this little introduction to ourselves because we don't want to offend anyone. Neither of us are the biggest Doctor Who experts in the world.
No, not at all.
We're just really very interested.
Yeah, the thing is, we're gonna be experts. When we're done with this.
By the end. But right now, sitting here speaking to you, we are not the biggest Doctor Who anorex in the world. We will become that. And sort of the task of this whole series is for us to become that.
Yeah, basically.
But so please bear in mind, certain things I might say in particular might sound ridiculous to an avid Doctor Who fan.
Same here. Same
but question. I would like to think that, you know, we're able to look at the old Doctor Who's with fresh eyes, not having grown up with them.
Speak for yourself, I grew up on Doctor Who.
Well, just to let you know, I'm 26 years old, so obviously, when William Hartnell was around, like, I was a dot in my in my daddy's scrotum. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's quite poetic, don't you think? I grew up watching some Doctor Who's. And so,
Which Doctor did you grow up watching?
Well, I saw a few of them. So I saw some Peter Davison's. I saw
Davison.
See, there's a mistake already. I also watched quite a few Tom Bakers. So, you know, the major of the Bakers. The rest didn't really get shown. It was as if when I was growing up, Sylvester McCoy and Colin Baker didn't exist. And I'm looking forward to seeing their episodes because they get universally slated.
I have to confess something. I know this applies to you as well. I have never seen a Troughton or...
I've seen a Troughton.
I've never seen a Troughton episode. I've never seen a Colin Baker episode. I've never seen a Sylvester McCoy episode. So I'm really... Right. And I've only seen the first three Hartnells.
So
I'm seriously looking forward to this. I did grow up on Doctor Who, but when I was a kid, you said how old you were. Fine. I will be turning 30 in a couple of weeks. When I was a kid, they were showing the Tom Baker years, and I'm pretty sure I've seen all of them.
Okay.
I remember I saw a couple of episodes of Pertwee. Orthorn episode.
I've seen some Pertwee.
Terror of the Orthorns, I think the episode is. But I remember at the time thinking, wait, hang on, is this the same character? Like, I was too young to process the fact that one character could be played by two guys.
Well, and we can talk about it in future, but yes, it is quite difficult looking back to older Doctors, even imagining them as the same character,
yeah,
because they're so different.
Absolutely. But since 2005, we have both seen everything.
Yeah, absolutely everything. Yeah. But I guess it's because we loved it so much from 2005. You know, I certainly became so interested in it that I now want to see everything ever made.
Same here.
And you know, having
completists, we're going to do
exactly. Having watched the first few Hartnell episodes, I now feel like I really want to continue along this odyssey. Mm. That's all, after all, what this podcast is. It's an odyssey into Doctor Who.
Yeah, in fact, that was one of the working titles of it.
Yeah. We couldn't get a good-sounding URL out of that.
But yeah, but we have a fantastic URL and a fantastic website now, which you should check out. It's whobackwhen.com.
And you may even be watching through the website, which would make this whole thing completely redundant, right?
Well, they can still listen to this on the website.
Yeah, they could, but you quoting what the URL is for the website currently watching. It's a bit dumb.
Yeah,
people are going to think we're dumb.
No, you're very clever. Anyway.
Well, of course they will think we're dumb after they've listened to maybe 10 minutes of any episode we make.
Which is probably how far we're into this episode now. Anyway, yes, go to whobackwhen.com, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and all that
shit. Yeah, do that.
But if you go to the website and you find that it is not entirely populated with content, it is because it is being populated with aliens and doctors and episode reviews and everything as we go along.
Yeah, and we will get there. And hopefully by the end of having watched everything, we'll have one of the most complete databases of Doctor Who information.
Ever. Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see about that. We might give up in like 2 years' time and be like, Jesus Christ.
We get to Sylvester McCoy and just go, no.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, we're done.
I just can't take it anymore.
We're skipping ahead.
I hate this guy.
All right, so I think that's pretty much it for the origin story.
Yeah, I think we kind of covered everything we were hoping to cover.
Brilliant.
We did it in a more long-winded way than we were hoping, but hey.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the way it's going to be.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we're going to cut this episode off here. And then, in fact, spoiler alert, we're going to be recording the first three episodes back to back. So that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be sweet.
Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for hopefully subscribing to this podcast. And I sincerely hope that you enjoy the rest of it.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.